From ABC News Radio, KMET 1490 in Southern California, this is Biz Ninja Entrepreneur Radio with your host, Tyler Jorgensen.
Welcome out to Biz Ninja Entrepreneur Radio. I'm really excited today to have a special guest, Josh Forty, on because Josh and I have set a world record together. And back in 2017, at an event with Russell Brunson and Gary Vaynerchuk, we set a record for soccer. I don't often tell people it's bubble soccer, but we set a record. And I remember when Josh came up and he talked, he asked a question to Gary V, and I realized, man, this guy, he's got a big path ahead of himself. So I'm excited to talk about that path, about what's happened since then, and about where you see yourself going. So welcome out to the show, Josh.
Hey, man, Tyler, thanks so much for having me on here. I super appreciate it. That was a fun day, man.
That was so fun.
It really was.
Not only did you attack one of like your digital mentor's favorite football team, but we also had a ton of fun. And so let's talk a little bit about where you were there, where you're at now, and where you see yourself going. So let's go backwards. Let's peel back the layers, right? So I remember that day you rocked up, you're wearing a suit, and you talked some really big numbers. What was going on in 2017 and up to like 2018? What were you doing? And I think you hit a big obstacle in your growth, right? And in your business.
Yeah. So I think that was the end of September was when the Gary Vaynerchuk, Russell Brunson like event for the viral video was. And I was at the height of trying to grow my personal brand. I was in the middle of streaming my 365 days to seven figures. I was, you know, on that path to going down that. And from a business revenue standpoint, I was doing well. But that was about the only thing that I was doing well. I would say around a dozen. I don't think it was exactly a dozen. I think it was more like 10, but around that, give or take, high-paying clients that were paying me in the digital marketing space, as well as, you know, selling courses and kind of things of that nature. We were doing anywhere from 30,000 a month on the super low end to like 60, 65,000. I think my high month was like 68,000. I say we, it was just me. $68,000 on the high end. So like, that was good. Like I was 23 at the time, almost 24. I had made about $250,000 that year. Like I felt like I was balling. The only problem is that I was working for 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. I could not escape the trap of it. Like I was stuck. And so that event happens. I tried to roast Gary Vaynerchuk. He roasts me. And, you know, I get put everywhere, which was awesome. But, you know, fast forward like a month or two, it was end of November timeframe. I remember sitting there thinking, I know that something has to break, right? Like I know I cannot keep up at this level. I have worked so hard for so long because like, and we don't have time to go into the backstory, but like I've been working that hard and that long for like 3 years, like non-exaggeratory. I can't remember the last time I had worked for less than 12 hours a day, you know, 6 or 7 days a week. So I was physically, mentally, everything exhausted. But when you're making that kind of money and you're 23 years old, you think you can just conquer the world and you can just buy your way out of your problems. So for me, I was, you know, flying everywhere, trying to keep the high up, play the part, you know, do everything. I was going to move to Chicago to this right below the penthouse apartment, you know, like everything. I was doing, I wouldn't say heavy drugs at that point, but I certainly wasn't sober when it came to that, like trying to keep myself anything that I could, drinking, you know, all the monsters and, you know, Adderall and you know, everything just to keep myself awake. Right.
Right.
And then like, yeah, that, I mean, that's where I was. And I remember, like I said, in November thinking something's got to break. And it was like 2 months later that it actually did.
So describe that to us. So you're running at this absolute, like trying to maintain this unsustainable peak performance because it's not sustained through balance. It's sustained through coping, right? Yeah. And you're serving clients. So you have a fiduciary duty to these people who you're taking, right? And you're running. And you're getting towards the end of the year and you just know, like what were you feeling at that time as you started to hit that kind of get to that point? And then what happened?
Yeah. So it's like delusional, I won't call it optimism because I wasn't exactly a happy person, but like, I felt like I had a part to play, right? And my whole life I had been told I wasn't going to make it. And that, you know, that my dreams were, you know, basically a joke, right? And so here I am spending a ridiculous amount of money per month, but also making money, right? So it kind of balanced it out. And I went to Funnel Hacking Live 2018. So my birthday is February 1st. I think Funnel Hacking Live was like end of February. So I would have just turned 24. And I remember like sitting there on stage and I spoke at the pre-Funnel Hacking Live mastermind with James Smiley and Steve Larson, right? So like we're there, I'm up on stage talking, chatting. I don't know how many people are in the room, whatever, 30, 40, 50 people that are paid, you know, $500 to be in the room. And I go to Funnel Hacking Live and I see everybody up on stage, right? The Natalie Hotsons, the Russell Brunsons, the Alex Sharfins or whatever. And dude, I remember like literally sitting there in the audience just feeling like crap, like thinking, I don't know how they did it, dude. I can't do it. There's no way I will ever get there. And it was this weird feeling because like, I feel like when you go into a state like that in the mood that I'm in, like that's what it's going to do to you. And it's not meant to do that. It's meant to inspire. It's meant to go and like encourage people to go to these great things. But like when you're in the position that I'm in, like, dude, I didn't think that I could possibly do any more than I could. I was exhausted in every sense of the word ever. And so I got done with Funnel Hacking Live, was super depressed, met some really awesome people there. In fact, that's where I met you the first time, like in person.
Yeah.
And, you know, sat there, we were doing great. I mean, like I said, from a business standpoint, we were doing great numbers, but I just couldn't keep up with it. So I went, I flew to Chicago. I did a speaking gig there. I was going to sign in an apartment, but didn't. And I flew home to Omaha, Nebraska, where I was living. And I remember waking up. Well, it was actually the night before when it all came crashing down. I remember like standing out in the porch and like looking up at the sky and being like, God, I think I've hit it. I don't think I can do it anymore. It's got to stop. Like, what do I do? And I went to bed. I woke up and the next morning, like I just broke, dude. Like I wrapped myself in a blanket. I went and I laid on my living room floor and I just cried and cried and cried and was like, I can't do it anymore. And so in a matter of like 3 days, I went from, you know, doing 60, 70,000 or, you know, 50,000, whatever that number was. I don't remember the exact number.
Fine, yeah.
To like nothing, like less than $3,000 a month. I have recurring revenue through ClickFunnels and different affiliate stuff, but like it was less than $3,000 a month. I canceled basically every client and went from peak point to nothing. And it was 6 days I spent in bed. And the only time that I got out of bed was to eat once a day and use a restroom. That was it. And during that time, as I sat there, I was like, okay, I don't know what's next. Like, I have no idea where I go from here. Keep in mind, no one knew. Not my best friend, not my parents, nobody online. No one knew this. I did not tell a single soul that this was happening. I wasn't in a relationship at the time. So I'm dealing with this all by myself. No one knows. And I've never been suicidal. And I don't like to even go to that point because I don't know what that's like. But in that moment, I understood why people got to that point.
That makes sense.
Because it was like such lack of hope.
Right.
And I remember sitting there going, if mindset is the answer, like all the gurus tell me, like, you know, like the successful people, oh, success is a mindset, it's a mindset. Then clearly I have no idea what mindset is because right now I am broken. I feel hopeless.
Right.
Like I had no idea what to do. And so that's when I made a commitment. Like, you know, 6 days in, I was like, all right, when I inevitably finally get back on my feet, whenever that is, I'm going to study the mind. And that's what it did. It, 18 months ago is when that happened, end of February.
So what's fascinating, I think that's really interesting. I'm going to pack a few pieces of this. When I went to Funnel Hacking Live 2016, I had kind of that big emotional experience, right? Where I'm sitting there, I'd been invited by a good friend who had gone to the first one and, you know, told me how amazing it was. And I'm going there thinking it's going to be this business meeting. And I'm like crying in the seats because I'm like connecting emotionally with all these people. And I'm like, this isn't like, they're teaching me marketing, but I'm like, they're all going through their journeys. And
right.
And then 2017, I'm at dinner with a bunch of top marketers and stuff. And I'm talking with them and I'm realizing, man, they're all talking about their successes the same way they talk about their failures. It's just facts. They took emotion out of it. And, you know, and then like, and then the next year I met you. And so what I'm realizing is from this, right, is like, as we grow, right, like we have different emotions attached to different things. And so the big thing I notice with you, right, is you were willing to basically strip it down to zero and say, I'm going to build something up. Mindset is great. But if you don't have a vision, it doesn't matter how good your attitude is, right? So
yep.
What did you decide? What is, like, you shifted your entire company. You basically blew your last company up and said, I'm going to start over. How did you decide, not only am I going to focus on the mind, but here's how I'm also going to turn that into a business, right? And turn it into something that can be more than just a personal hobby to study.
Yeah.
Right. So you've turned it into the Think Different Theory podcast. You've got the Mindset Playbook. Is that what it's called?
Mind Shift Playbook. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mind Shift Playbook. Right. So how did you decide, okay, not only am I going to study the mind, but this is going to be my new calling, my new vision?
Yeah. And, you know, quite honestly, first off, I 100% agree with you. You've got to take action. You have to have a vision. But I didn't know what that was. And so for me, I just sat there and I was like, what's the first book that I can read? And I'm like typing in mindset books into the, you know, Google, and Psycho-Cybernetics popped up, you know? I mean, that was essentially the first real mindset book I read. And that led me down a, you know, a whole rabbit hole of so many other things. I found Sam Ovens and, you know, Joe Dispenza and, like, you know, all these other people. But for me, my goal was not to figure out what I needed to do in business. I was blessed to be in a scenario where I could take 4 months off without making a penny, right? I still had enough savings to where I could live. And that's what I did. I mean, I didn't make hardly any money for some time, you know, in the business.
Right.
I just studied the mind. And I never wanted to be the mindset guy. Like, I didn't want that to strictly be. I wanted to be known for mindset. I wanted to teach about the mindset, but I didn't want to be like, oh, Josh is the mindset dude, right? That, like, that was not attractive to me, because that meant I actually had to, like, be good at mindset. And I wasn't even convinced that I would ever was ever going to be able to do that. And so for me, I just went, okay, how can I build a business, any business that's sustainable,
right,
by understanding the power of the mind? And so, you know, I went down that road, and about, you know, 4 months in, 5 months in, I did do one more launch after I kind of restructured everything in the social media side of things. I did realize that there was a lot of good assets and pieces that we had taught. And so, you know, I went down there, I did that social media thing, and I was like, you know what? What I just learned in the past 6 months about the mindset, I just applied to my business. And in 9 days, I made $42,000. And I worked for a grand total of, like, you know, maybe 8 hours a day, right? Which was, like, to me, was like basically a part-time job, right? I mean, like, that was nothing. And so I was like, whoa, this mindset stuff's really powerful. And so I started sharing more of that on, like, social media. A lot more people decided to, you know, start picking it up. I'm like full in study mode at this point. And so basically for the next, like, give or take, like, 8 months from the time that I broke to the time, you know, 8 months forward, I basically did one-off gigs, some consulting here and there. I mean, I had connections in the network, so I would walk into, you know, bigger businesses. They'd pay me $5,000-$10,000 to come in, which was nice, right? I mean, once again, kind of a fortunate situation there. But I didn't believe I was able to do that until I fixed up here. And then, like, probably like November of last year, 2018, I sat down and I was like, okay, there's a whole lot bigger spectrum of business and possibility and mindset than just selling a course about social media. Like, I want to go big. I really want to, like, you know, get to the masses. And, you know, algorithms constantly changing, podcasting becoming more and more popular. I was like, I wonder if I just did a, you know, put together a podcast or something, if this would be, you know, if this would be powerful. And so that's where the idea of a podcast came out of it, and a show. And I realized that for me, I didn't want to sell courses for the rest of my life. I have mad respect for people that do. I am not against it. I continue to sell courses, right? Like, I like them a lot, but that was not the path specifically for me. It's an easy way to make money, and it's a great way to make money. And I am in no way at all, you know, bashing on it, but for me, it just wasn't my path. So I decided, what can I do to, like, learn my business skills and really learn about the mindset of business? I wanted to build a business that I could remove myself from the process of and really systemize. And the thing that, you know, worked best for us was to start an agency for funnel building. And, you know, it's a big industry. A lot of people in the ClickFunnels world do it. We targeted people way outside of the ClickFunnels world. I mean, you know, normal traditional businesses that are used to making 10 or 20% margins, not 80 or 90% margins. And so we went and, you know, we started that. And I, over the past 6 months now, this started in January 1st, I launched my podcast as kind of my passion project, where we talk about mindset. We interview, you know, big, big people. We have Colin Wayne on there, Ryan Stuman, you know, Steve Larson, the bigger wigs of the world and this space. And honestly, dude, we don't really monetize that a whole lot. We have some, you know, upsells and back end stuff or whatever, but like just basically breaking even on that, because my goal is to go to the masses with it. I want to be Tom Bilyeu, Gary Vaynerchuk, Joe Rogan, all tied together, sure, except without, you know, cussing and swearing. So like that's the vision there. And then on the flip side of that, the vision of the Vivid is I have a business partner. We partnered up and my entire goal is we're going to build this to a multi-million dollar business and I'm going to sell to you. Like my goal is to sell, because I just want to train my mind and I want to learn how to do things and then I want to get out. I have no, you know, goal to own an agency long term, but I understand that the life lessons that you can learn by doing that are so amazing. And when it comes to having to put yourself in a leadership role, we have a team of 5 people. If you've never been the person to hire and manage 5 people, like the growth that you have to do as a human being to hire 5 people and to, you know, write their checks every month, you know what I mean? Like that's a big responsibility, right? When you're doing that. And so for me, it's a very much of a life lesson. I've applied 5 core principles in my life over the past 18 months. And I have found that as long as I stick to those 5 core principles and those 5 steps that I do every single day, if I do those 5 things, I've been able to be successful. And you know, now at my life, I look at my life and I go, I work 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, maybe 5 or 6 days a week by choice. I live a great life. I'm in a healthy relationship. I love life. I am totally happy. And I have the ability to go and travel and do and, you know, different things at different times. But I'm very, very focused on business right now. That's the phase of my life that I'm in right now. But it all started by fixing my mind. And when I got my mind right, that was when I was able to go and go, okay, here's the vision of where I want to go. Here's the vision of this, and be able to find the clarity through objective thinking, which is one of the 5 things that I do each day, to go, okay, this is the next logical step for me. This is what I'm doing in my life. And that's, you know, that's ultimately where I'm at now.
I remember once I was listening to one of Russell Brunson's podcasts, and he talked about how he hesitates to work with anybody who hasn't cycled at least twice, meaning they haven't gone through this growth cycle at least 2 times.
Yeah.
And I thought a lot about that because, you know, I've gone through, I'm a little older than you, and I've gone through a couple of these big churns, and I've gone through where I've had 30 employees and then have to go back down to 0 and have to rebuild another business and change and then leave that. And so I think we learn a lot about ourselves and about our potential when we have to like face the hardest challenges, right? And so when you basically decided, okay, I'm going to close all this down and rebuild, you got to attack and explore your own strengths and your mind and learn about that, right? You have 5 core principles that you use. You said one of them is objective thinking. What are those principles?
Yeah. So the 5 core principles are actually the 5 parts of the Mindshift playbook, which is why I wrote the Mindshift playbook, which step number 1 is called the question of why. And this is simply a question that I ask myself whenever I do anything. One of the first major breakthroughs that I had when I studied the mind and on this journey of 18 months was I found out that the subconscious mind controls 90% roughly of what we do. That blew my mind, which basically, for those of you that don't know what that means, 90% of all of our thoughts, our beliefs, our actions, how we act, how we think, everything we do without even being consciously aware of that. And so the question of why basically says, why do I do everything that I do? So every day I try to ask myself 1 to 3 things of, you know, why did I get on this interview with Tyler? Why do I want to be, you know, why do I want to go and have a podcast? Why do I want drive the car that I drive? Why do I eat this stuff that I eat? Why am I, you know, whatever. All I want to do is I want to get to the source and I want to bring awareness to things. I don't really need to act on them. I just need to be aware that I'm doing them and I need to be aware of what's affecting them. Step number 2 is objective thinking. And I would say that if I could single-handedly in 1 single core principle sum up my success to this point in the last 18 months, it would be objective thinking. Obviously, there's a lot more factors into it, but this is by far the biggest one, which basically says, Tyler, you are going to know exactly, and probably a lot of the listeners as well. You ever been able to look at somebody else and figure out all their problems, but can't do the exact same thing for you?
Right.
Objective thinking is doing it for yourself. It's taking a third-party approach of your life, looking, removing all emotions from it and saying, let's use emotions as facts and look at facts. Let's not put our emotions in it and get clarity with that. So that's number 2. Yep. Number 3 is actually ironically what you said. It's having a vision, knowing exactly what you want out of life. Every day I need to know my goals. I need to know my daily goals, weekly goals, monthly goals, yearly goals, you know, 5-year, decade-long goals. And I'm not looking at my decade-long goals or year goals every day, but I'm looking at my daily goals every day and I'm looking at my weekly goals every day. I've got to know where I'm going constantly every single day so that I can go and step number 4, shift my identity and make sure that my identity is not holding me back. One of the other major breakthroughs that I had during this journey is understanding that everything that we do comes from our identity, which is our belief about ourselves. That's the definition of identity. So if my goal is to go out and become a millionaire, or my goal is to build a $1 million business, I need to identify where I'm going, and I need to be able to identify the type of person that I need to become in order to go and have that success and kill the person and the version of me inside of me that is unable to achieve those goals. And so getting very clear on that and starting and being consciously aware of shifting my identity, that's step number four. And then step number five is creating habits that will allow me to shift my identity, because a belief, which is, you know, your identity, your belief about yourself, is simply a circumstance plus an emotion. And if I can program my circumstances to have positive emotions about whatever it is that I'm trying to do, I can shift my identity. And so the Mind Shift Playbook goes through each one of those parts and dives down much deeper into what they are. But those are the five principles of what I do every single day.
Those are awesome. I went through a similar kind of mental, you know, growth journey a long time ago. And I started studying NLP. And then I actually ended up becoming a certified hypnotist, right?
Wow.
Through the whole process. And the main takeaway for me through all of that was the power of state, understanding your state and the state of the person that you're communicating with. And I'll tell you, one of the biggest takeaways I had was there were two primary things. One, the supposition that everybody is acting in what they believe at the time to be a positive action, right? Meaning that deep down, most people are not malicious.
Right.
They just may be pointed the wrong direction, but it's usually survival or whatever, right? They're more protecting themselves than trying to hurt someone else, right? Yep. Mm. And then two, it's that we are responsible for the way our communication is received. Meaning, you know, if you're often feeling misunderstood, that's not the other person's fault.
Yeah.
And I think about that when I think about marketing and messaging, when I think about interpersonal relationships, that we have to be in charge of doing better in our communication. Yep. And I think what I really think is fascinating about what you're talking about with Think Different Theory and Mind Shift is that that has to even be introspective, right? Like, we have to say, okay, where am I miscommunicating with myself?
Yep.
Where am I out of alignment with myself? And so you have this five steps to really stay in alignment and create a clear vision to go forward, which I think is really cool. Tell me a little bit more about identity shift.
Yeah.
And about killing the past version of ourselves. I think that's really powerful.
Yeah. So what we have to remember, and what I learned along this journey, is that your subconscious remembers everything about you. Okay. From the day you were born, it has a 100% perfect memory. Now, you can't remember it because that's not conscious, but your subconscious, or it's actually technically it's your unconscious, but technical term.
I'm with you.
It remembers everything, right? Your conscious mind tells your subconscious mind what to do. However, it does not tell it how to do it. So every single day you're sitting there and you're like going, and let's say your whole entire life, you have gone and you've been in a negative state of money. Money was a bad thing. Money was for, you know, ugly jerk people or rich jerk people, right? Then guess what? Your subconscious, every single time that it hears, you know, you're consciously telling it, hey, it's time to go make a sales call, right? What's it doing? It's sitting there going, well, that's a bad thing. Right? So your subconscious mind gets the signal. It's being told what to do by your conscious mind, but your belief about yourself in your subconscious, which is your identity, is telling you, okay, well, this is how we react to it. And so your subconscious mind will literally go out and self-sabotage you from trying to go and accomplish whatever it is that you're trying to do until you actually change your belief about yourself, which is your identity. The way I like to think about it is, imagine a rope, a tug of war. Your conscious mind is 10 people. Your subconscious mind is 90 people, right? Who's going to win? Your conscious mind can make all the noise in the entire world that they want, but at the end of the day, 90 are always going to outpull 10. So you got to get those 90 people on board. And what was fascinating to me is, hey, in order to change my identity, I need to learn how to change my beliefs. So that's when I really started studying belief systems and how beliefs were formed. And when you realize that a belief is simply an experience plus an emotion, and every experience that we have has an emotion tied to it, that's what forms our identity. So if my identity has always been negative towards money, if I can create a habit every single day that puts me in a positive state when I'm thinking about money, then over time, I'm going to shift my identity. And this is why environment is so important, right? You get around a lot of rich people, all of a sudden $1 million doesn't seem like a whole lot of money anymore, right? Donald Trump, small loan of $1 million, right? That wasn't a whole lot of money to him. Why? Because he's around that environment. Same thing is true with positivity, negativity, your environment at all. So when it comes to shifting the identity, your body, your brain will literally hold you back from your goals until you reprogram that to think a different way. That is done through habits, and that is done through changing your environment and getting around people that are going to change your way of thinking subconsciously, because you're absorbing everything all the time.
One of the things you talked about is that now, in your healthier approach to business in this round, you get to do things and you get to travel. And for me, business is all about creating the lifestyle that we want. For a lot of us as entrepreneurs, we enjoy the journey. And so it's not like we're not always looking forward to checking out of work or punching the clock.
Right.
But I still think we have to have that balance of just life. So what is one major item on your personal bucket list that you're going to accomplish in the next 12 months?
So I've actually not told anybody this, so this is exclusive. We are actually going to go and we're planning a 4-month world trip. And we're going to go to 14 different countries as we go. We're going to film the whole thing. And I'm going to get to do something that I've wanted to do my whole life, at least hopefully. I can't promise that's going to happen, but I want to go skydiving in Dubai.
Awesome.
That's on the list to do before the end of the year, actually. We want to go to Dubai and skydive out there. So I'm very excited for that. It's going to be super fun.
So I'm actually planning an entrepreneur retreat in Dubai.
Ooh.
So maybe we're going to have to time these up.
Maybe and, so.
We can have a whole crew there watching you dive.
We can jump out. We ought to come too, bro. If I'm jumping, you're jumping.
Yeah. I have no aversion, right, to heights. I just have 4 kids and a wife who may not be like, yeah, you should definitely do that.
I don't have 4 kids and a wife, so we'll see.
Yeah. So, dude, I'm super grateful for you coming on here. I think it's really important that people stay in touch and follow you. So they should go to thinkdifferenttheory.com. And where can they get the Mindshift Playbook?
Yeah, thinkdifferenttheory.com will have all the information on the podcast. thinkdifferenttheory.com/playbook actually will get you right to the playbook. So you can get it 100%.
And where do they find you on the socials?
Socials at Josh 40 everywhere. J-O-S-H, last name 40 with an I, F-O-R-T-I. And they can find me everywhere. Instagram, Facebook, mostly active on Instagram.
And the best quarterback of all time?
Tom freaking Brady.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming out. Now remember, my biz ninjas, it is your turn to go out and do something.
Thank you for listening to Biz Ninja Entrepreneur Radio with Tyler Jorgensen. Please make sure to subscribe so you're first to hear new interviews and episodes. If you found this podcast to be valuable, please share it with a friend. Don't forget to visit our online dojo at bizninja.com to claim your reward for listening to the show.